About 6 o'clock on the day of the opera, I drove over to Blue's place, Hunter Downs. Hunter Downs is the kind of apartment complex that is full of people who aren't rich yet, but have good enough credit to create a reasonably convincing facsimile. It's a gated complex, and all the buildings are built on a grand scale, like divided-up southern mansions. The parking lot was a sea of shiny, waxed, depreciating debt. I knocked on Blue's door, and after a few seconds, she opened it. Something transforming happens to a woman when she dresses up, even to one who starts out looking like Blue. Her gorgeous hair was up, little wisps of blonde falling down onto her smooth neck. She was wearing pearls, which tapered down into the most perfect, restrained view of Mother Mary's cleavage you ever saw in your life. And the dress? If you can imagine rich azure satin painted on the ideal woman to cut your hair, especially if she did a lot of leaning over you when she did it, you get the idea. The Fox is an Atlanta landmark, a tribute to the whimsy of people who can afford to pay artists to adorn their world. Walking into the hall, you are transported to a Moroccan castle, and the stage is surrounded with turrets and stone walls as high as the ceiling. Above you, stars twinkle, as though you had come upon the place in the midst of an Arabian night. Blue and I sat down in red velvet seats and waited for the show to start. In view of how little I could afford the evening, I was hoping at best not to be bored out of my mind. But for $250, you get to sit so close to the stage...